Good morning, everyone. A few of you have asked me where I was all winter, and even more of you have asked where I'm going to be over the next year, and I know at least a couple of you are wondering who I am in the first place, because I've been gone so long. I'm sorry about that. No, my name is Joshua Spencer. I'm one of the pastors on staff here at Grace, and I am also an Army chaplain in the North Carolina National Guard. And this past winter, I had the opportunity to go down to Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and take part in their chaplain school down there as a preparation for what's to come. And so that's the outline of today's sermon. It was what was and what will be. But you know how, you know, when you were a kid, your grandparents would come home from vacation and they'd have a little loopy slide deck thing. I'm talking about a little donut. Alex knows what I'm talking about. And they sit there for 3 hours watching the slides of their vacation. Well, I'm going to do that to you. Yes. This is a photograph of the entrance to the chaplain school at Fort Jackson. I know it looks fancy, but we spent most of our time in the dirt. But they show this on the website so that people will actually join. We spent a lot of time in our PT gear doing morning PT. It was much darker most of the time, but there it is. One of the things that really stuck out to me as an opportunity at the school was the diversity of exposure. That gentleman on the far right is Yitzhak Hochman, as you may imagine. He is a rabbi. The Toledo there in the middle is a Pentecostal from Puerto Rico. And then there's me, whatever I am. And something that I found very sharpening was this wide exposure to all these diversity of opinions. And while the Army and the secular government itself does like to sell that as a, you know, we're all interfaith and everyone gets along, the fact of the matter is that everyone is very much distinctly themselves. And I think I pulled away through many arguments over the Torah with the rabbi there and whatnot, great insight in how to reach out and understand people of other faiths. For the purpose of sharing the gospel with them. And even in the case of Toledo there, yeah, he's a Pentecostal, but a solid biblical gospel preaching Christian. And that's something that really encouraged me about the school is, in terms of the U.S. Army, around 75% of them are very much evangelical gospel preaching folks. There's a lot of people who are sort of annoyed at that the chaplains in the Army don't really reflect the diversity of the people in the United States, because they're almost all people who could preach in this pulpit. Something like 75-80% of them. So there's a lot of camaraderie, a lot of mutual encouragement, a little bit of sparring, friendly sparring with folks from other perspectives, but all in all, it was a very positive experience. Of course, there we trained how to do soldier memorials. There's me running a service with a couple of soldiers out in the field. This was more what it was like every day, by the way. And, of course, our fancy little graduation things. But going forward, what I'm looking at, starting in about a month from now, on June 27th, my orders start. I'm the chaplain for the artillery unit based in Charlotte, and we're part of the 30th Armored Combat Brigade team, and that is a huge chunk of about 7,000 soldiers from North Carolina who are all deploying to Kuwait. And this is from a validation exercise last summer that we did. This is typical sleeping conditions for us. It's lovely in the little artillery tanks. There's me on the line serving some food. It's a good way to see all the soldiers in the morning. Everyone's like, Chaplain, what are you doing? I was scrubbing dishes one day, and the first sergeant freaked out. And I said, I am among you as he who serves. Let me get down with the soldiers. It's how I meet people and give them Christ. And he said, okay, I gotcha, okay. And let me have it. So we had one individual have a medical emergency, and we actually had to medevac them out. I had a chance to sit with them on the Humvee and pray with them as they went out. So there's, I'm not going to say it's all action, but there is some of that goes on. So what I'm asking for is prayer. Adam King is also part of this unit. The nature of his job does not require him to go overseas. So thankfully for him and his family, he'll get to reside here at Fort Bragg, which is about an hour and a half from here. Nathan Jones is actually part of the North Carolina Guard as well, although his unit is not involved in this. But I do ask that you remember myself and all these soldiers for the safety and for the ministry that can be conducted as we go. One month from now, we're going to the National Training Center in Fort Irwin to go through a validation exercise for the deployment, and federal orders to deploy overseas will follow on from there. Congress has not confirmed exactly what the nature of the mission will be. There's a few variables. It's possible that it will even get canceled. So if I'm asking you to pray, that's the direction we'd like to pray in. But nevertheless, thy will be done. It's like Paul in Philippians 1. If I stay, it's fruitful ministry. And if I go, honestly, it's fruitful ministry there. Either way, Christ will be glorified. Sometimes it's not just outside. Sometimes we have these little chapels where a little bit more homey can go on. But I do ask that you remember us all. And I'd like to read a verse that is inspirational for me in this, and from Psalm 144. It says, "For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me." So we ask for your continued support and prayer for me and my family as we all embark on this ministry adventure together. Thanks.